The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everybody gets behind him on the pilly thing, and now he just gets drunk with power. He's like, oh, yeah. Ask the fans, 800-990-3776.
I'm going to lead you to the horse, but not make you drink, or, you know, that one.
It's going to go for a great price, maybe 30 to 1. I'm telling you, it's a lock.
But it rained last night.
Exactly. This horse loves the slop. It's his bloodlines. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What is it? The water? And then drink? The horse drinks eventually.
Yeah.
But what's he doing?
You're leading the horse to water.
Oh, okay. So I'm leading the horse to water.
They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
When someone says something is interesting, what do they mean?
Stalling for time.
Like stretch.
You haven't quite decided how you feel about something yet, so you just throw out the word interesting as kind of a filler?
Sure, you go, well, that's interesting, because you don't know what the hell to say, right? Like, I'll give you an example.
Or you're not sure how you're supposed to feel about it.
I'll give you an example.
If you say it like that, it's all about the context in which you say it.
You ever wake up with a sensitive tongue?
That's interesting.
Very good, Gabe. Very good. Now I'm starting to understand the use of the word interesting.
Because for like the last 2 weeks, I'm like, what the hell?
Your tongue is sensitive. What do you mean your tongue is sensitive?
Like more sensitive than usual? Because your tongue is like traditionally very sensitive.
Like I've been licking on a lollipop for 5-6 hours when I go to bed and wake up and I'm like, what the heck? I think Angie's doing something to me? Like,
you think she's poisoning you?
I don't know. No one has that. Maybe it's age.
I think you're using the word sensitive wrong.
Yeah, it's like tingly.
It's like a lollipop. You know how you're like, here's a little something. Little interesting thing here. Go home, eat 3 lollipops before you go to bed and tell me how you feel
first
when you wake
up. The sugar would keep me awake for 4 hours.
I know, but it's the...
So your mouth is dry. You have dry
mouth.
No,
it's
you're not waking
dry.
Up.
It's like my taste buds are at. Shut up behind the glass. I've had enough of you today.
It's not what you think it is, Gabe.
Oh,
Gabe, he started off first thing in the morning. I don't hear him today. So if you want to talk to me behind the glass, go through one of these two.
I can do that. All right.
No, like you're with things on the what are those? The taste buds.
Yeah.
Like a little bit agitated.
Are you eating anything different?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Go to bed, fine. Wake up and I'm like,
oh, maybe. Do you it's been really, really cold. Have you been turning the heat on in your bedroom and you usually don't do that?
No, it's been the same.
Because I do notice, obviously, in the winter, when we turn the heat on, it's dry.
Yeah, static. Mouth wake.
A lot of static, right? I was giving Kira a kiss this morning before I left. She's like, Mommy, owie, that kiss hurt. Static electricity.
The electricity. So you think I'm...
Yeah, that's the sound you keep making. You know, you're like in the morning and you're like...
I just thought you guys would find that interesting.
Well, yeah, so we're starting to nail down the use of the word. Question though, do you grind your teeth?
I have before.
Are you grinding your teeth?
No.
Are you licking the roof of your mouth?
Possibly.
When you're sleeping?
Don't know, I'm sleeping.
That's a good point.
That might be what's happening though.
But it feels like that. What do? Put a sock on your tongue?
Mouth guard?
Seems bad.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Ashton thinks you should put a sock on your tongue.
Yeah, he can go kiss my
Ashton Chewy wants you to kiss his.
Thanks.
No, Ashton can hear Chewy.
I got it. And I'll be not.
You only have to translate the one way.
But thank you. Yeah, now that we're on the same page.
Not both ways. The reason I ask about interesting is because yesterday Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show. It looked like he was in a lovely place. Did he say that he was getting his getting a golf club made?
So he's at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which begins tomorrow. So he was inside the equipment truck at TaylorMade getting his driver fitted.
Okay. That was an equipment truck? Was that the blue sky behind him?
Yeah, so he must have been right outside the equipment truck.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was like a wall in the TaylorMade thing. Anyway, he said this to Pat McAfee about conversations that are going on with the Green Bay Packers and how he feels about them. Take a listen.
Sounds like there's already conversations going on that aren't involving me, which are interesting.
Arrogant.
Honestly, I've been insulated to a lot of that. Like I said, I was in Nashville, and then I'll be up here, this week playing in the tournament. So I'm not a part of those conversations right now. When I make up my mind one way or another, then you guys and Packers, not in that order, but and everybody else will know at some point.
Wow.
Why do you have that reaction?
He's arrogant. So you expect a billion-dollar organization to be on the edge of their seats waiting for you to make a decision before they go. This is the whole conversation I talked about yesterday, being reactive and proactive. So they're supposed to wait until March to say, oh, I'm retiring, I want to go to another team, and then start the process? Really? This guy's he needs a reality check, man. You're 40, you're on the back end. You don't have the power you had when you were 33. Hey, bro, you're not 33, you're 40.
And you're coming off an 8-9 season. Again, I feel like that's a huge factor in the way that this thing is shaking out. It's very difficult if you're Brian Gutekunst to say, we're moving on from a guy who led a team to a winning record back-to-back seasons, 13-4 this last season headed into this year. That's a tough pull. It's a tough thing to do. It's tough to convince people that you know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
But as he declines, as the team struggles a little bit more, then I do think that you're well within your rights, more so than when the team struggled previously, to go out and have those conversations. See, this to me is that challenge of being in the leadership role that Brian Gutekunst is in, which is to say you have to focus on the now, but you also have to focus on the future, and you need to find that sweet spot, Gabe, of I am also not going to bankrupt the future of my team for whatever Aaron Rodgers' latest whim is.
Well, no, but if Aaron Rodgers comes back, you're Brian Gutekunst, like you have to change your thought process somewhat. But you have to, because now you don't know you already are mortgaging your future a little bit, because you drafted this quarterback who you abandoned the plan for because Rodgers went out and won back-to-back MVPs. So you abandoned your plan for Jordan Love. So he's already disrupted something. You got to pivot. You got to make a better decision. But Rodgers, if there's a possibility of him being traded, I don't believe that Gutekunst or whoever he's sending out to back channel some conversations with the Jets or the 49ers or who insert NFL team here who would be interested in Aaron. He's just kind of putting those feelers out like, hey, if Aaron were to be available, what do you think you would want to give up for him? And I think some of those conversations have already started, which is what Adam Schefter got wind of, which is what Adam Schefter was then talking about this past Sunday on ESPN.
Can I ask you a question? Did society or social media create this type of person? Because back in the day, when Joe Montana was traded, the biggest trade maybe to ever happen in the history of NFL, you never heard any of this crap. How dare they trade me? I'm the best. I'm the greatest. I won. You didn't hear any of this stuff.
I don't think social media created these type of people, because I think these type of people have always existed. But I think it certainly has amplified it. You know, because there are so many, when Joe Montana got traded, there was ESPN and, that was about it. You know, in Fox and CBS and all these other they would have the coverage on Sunday, but they're not going to deep dive into the minutia. And as the league just continues to get bigger, the appetite for anything NFL is out there, and that helps feed the beast and kind of creates the situation.
So you think they were out there, they were just hidden? I mean, I think of like Dan Fouts and Joe Montana and Marino, you heard a little bit. But not to the level you hear what douchers these guys are.
I was about
to
say, you're telling me that in the late 80s, early 90s, there weren't any douchers out there that you were playing with in the league?
Oh, they were. They just weren't quarterbacks. I think quarterbacks are at a different level now. They have a, you talk about a God complex. Holy cow. Right? Well, and I mean, have you ever heard a bad thing about Joe Montana?
No.
Not off the top of my head.
I mean, Steve Young, great guy. Jim Kelly, awesome.
Couldn't this just be a Rodgers thing, though?
I think Brady has a little bit of it. Like, Brady, I wouldn't touch Brady with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, but again, the thing that you're seeing on social media, of course, is like if you had to choose between Brady, who is a free agent, and Rodgers, who is going to cost a team, wouldn't most people still go with Brady over Rodgers? If you're a
team. Just from a money standpoint, yeah, I would think about it, but Brady, I mean.
Even though Rodgers, I think, is better than Brady. I think that most people would look at the two bodies of work and what they've done recently and still say that Rodgers is better than Brady. There's a huge cost attached to Rodgers in order to get him versus Brady being this free agent out here. I just think that Rodgers needs a man shut the hell up guy so bad.
I agree. I think a lot of them need that.
Dude, shut the hell up guy.
Needs a DeLorean then as well.
Who's John DeLorean?
No, like.
DeLorean?
Yeah.
Talk to me, Goose.
Great Scott. No, wrong movie from back then.
Gabe, can you tell Chewie's being an idiot right now?
As in John DeLorean.
No, in the DeLorean, the time machine in Back to the Future series.
Which Great Scott was the right quote? I don't know what you're doing.
I was saying to him, he quoted the other old movie.
Yeah.
Because of John DeLorean.
He said, talk to me, Goose.
Yeah,
he did. The John DeLorean documentary on Netflix is fantastic.
No, there was a John DeLorean.
Gabe's point is he's too far gone.
He's too far gone. Like, it's too late. Like, once you reach this point, you're not going to have somebody be able to come in and tell you to rein things in.
I agree.
I just think it's funny that he always is talking about all of these pals he has, and he talks about Randall Cobb, and he talks about David Bakhtiari, and he talks about Mason Crosby, and none of those guys, apparently, again, I'm not into these intimate conversations they're having, but none of them says, hey, dude, man, just go golf. Just don't do the McAfee thing. Don't talk. Like, there's a fatigue that's set in. Make your decision. Be free from all distractions. Have a little fun. But shut the hell up. You know? And if you're friends, again, you have a friend. I have a friend like that. I'm sure you have friends like that.
Yeah.
Do you have friends like that? Where, again, if you start veering off the course too far, they course correct you. Like, I think that's a valuable person to have in your friend.
I agree.
Golf bag, in your friend toolbox. I don't think Rodgers has that. You need somebody who's going to say, you veered off course a little bit here, buddy. What are we recalculating?
I don't know. Brett was
like that.
Yeah, of course Brett was like that.
Brett was like that.
Oh, after shockingly, his father. He played in the 90s. What do you know?
Yeah, but he was a doucher in the 2000s, though. He was our 90s. Actually. But if you got Rodgers in a closed room like this where it's just, the three of us, it's always the three of us anyways, we do the heavy lifting, and asked him, doesn't go anywhere, would you rather win a Super Bowl and MVP? What would he say?
You're talking about...
It's not going anywhere.
Are you talking about the truth serum? Like when we were talking about truth serum, he probably wants another MVP.
He wants a Super Bowl.
He's not catching Brady.
Sounds like a poll.
No, but
he's not catching Brady.
But there's a difference between one and two. There's a difference between...
Has there been a five-time MVP?
Peyton. But with four MVPs, two Super... So now, two Super Bowls gets him past Brett, gets him past Steve Young, ties him with Peyton Manning.
Six gets him all alone.
Yeah, but he's only a four.
Yeah, it's not one of those two-for-ones. BOGO MVPs. Doesn't work that way.
I don't know what he would choose.
I think he would want a Super Bowl. I think he wants to chase that one more time.
Well, and again, this to me feels also like that what do they call it? The Rorschach test? The ink blot, you know, where you see
Rorschach.
Rorschach?
Rorschach, excuse
Rorschach.
Me.
Rorschach?
Never heard of it. I've heard of Horseshack.
Rorschach,
from...
baby. Sorry.
That's what he's saying? What is he saying? Rorschach?
Let's go with that.
Rorschach.
That's because you're an idiot.
I know that.
Anyway, my point is, people who say that Aaron Rodgers is a Rorschach test. And that depending on how you feel about them is how you will interpret and see almost anything. So again, Chewy, you and I are on the side of like, this guy is an egomaniac. This guy has narcissistic tendencies. Of course, he wants to win an MVP over a Super Bowl. Gabe, I feel like you're on the other side of it. Not to say that you haven't been critical at times of Aaron Rodgers and things he has done, but you're more of, nah, he's been great. He's gotten us, relevancy for all of these years. He's one of the best ever, future Hall of Famer. And I think that he cares about the team and wants to win a Super Bowl, right? Is there some of that happening?
Well, yeah. And he talks about legacy all the time. You don't want to be this guy. If he wins a second Super Bowl.
You know who talk about legacy, though, Gabe? You know what people talk about legacy? Narcissist.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's not a narcissist.
Yes. Those are the people that talk about. Who gives a sugar about. Yeah.
Gotcha. I was ready.
That made you outrageously happy right there.
Yes.
I pump faked him.
You did.
It was awesome.
You were beyond the
Who
line of scrimmage. Yeah, Brett Favre pump faked him. Linebacker jumped up in the air.
Not that I have a legacy or I care. Who? You're dead in a box. What do you think you're going to look down and go, look how they're praising me. This is wonderful. This is great. Give me a break. Get a life.
But when he talks about his legacy, I think that part of the legacy is, oh, but he's only won one Super Bowl.
What? Can I be honest?
That was part of Peyton's forever, and then he won the second Super Bowl, and that kind of went away.
What else does he have to? Like, when I think about legacy, and you think about, like, what people will say about you when you're gone, again, not criticizing anyone's life choices, but when you talk about legacy, Aaron Rodgers' legacy will be football. What he did on the field. That's I'm not saying that my choices in life are better than Aaron Rodgers. Please don't misinterpret it. But like part of my legacy will be the children I leave behind and what type of characters and citizens and human beings they are. That will be part. Again, not saying again, my choices are better than his, but it just means that, oh boy. Look at this. We got to go to break. But Gabe Neitzel is violently snapping his fingers at the televisions above us because it says breaking news. Tom Brady says he is retiring. Breaking news. Tom Brady says he is retiring. And doesn't that just then affect the free agency market and the teams that might be interested in finding a veteran quarterback?
My guess is we're not going to be talking to our guy at 7:30.
That is a really good point, Gabe. My guess is Adam Schefter is not going to be joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy at 7:30, but we will let you know. Stick around here.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee. Just texted our guy Adam Schefter. He said he's good to go at the bottom of the hour. So we will certainly ask Adam Schefter about Tom Brady retiring and, of course, the latest out of the Aaron Rodgers camp. Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee yesterday as he is out at Pebble Beach, right, Gabe? That's where he is?
Yep.
Pebble Beach. It's a pro-am?
Yep, Pebble Beach pro-am.
I see a lot of guys that are out there. I saw Josh Allen is out there. Yep. Kyle Allen. Sam Darnold. Who else are some of the guys who are playing in this Pebble Beach program?
You get a lot of actors, too,
yeah,
right?
Get a lot of actors. I mean, Bill Murray's always the big one that everybody kind of focuses on and plays in this event. Ray Romano, Chris Berman. A lot of big names playing it every single year.
Did it sound like yesterday when you listened to Aaron Rodgers talk on the Pat McAfee show that he is close to a decision? I believe he threw out a timetable. Ashton, let's hear the timetable that Aaron Rodgers threw out yesterday on the Pat McAfee show.
It's going to be a little bit more time for my decision. I feel confident that in a couple of weeks I'll feel definitely more strongly about one of the two decisions.
Now, I thought that it was, I was feeling very good in a couple of weeks, and then it was like, I'll be feeling more strongly about one of the decisions. Like, so can we set the timetable? Can we set a timer, 2 weeks from yesterday?
Well, does this speed it up? Brady retiring?
I don't think so. So Shefty just tweeted this out. Apparently, Brady announced his retirement last year on February 1st. Retires for good this year on February 1st. I still think it's going to be a very similar timeline to what we saw with Rodgers last year, because Rodgers signed that contract March 6th or 8th, something like that.
So based upon what he is saying to me, I'm interpreting it as he is driving the bus.
Yeah. To an extent, he is.
You think he's driving the bus?
To
the
an extent.
Packers? So you think...
No. I think that these are things that are happening concurrently. I think he is making his decision about his future on this side. And on this side, the Packers, as we have discussed, have two plans, two doors, right? You're pursuing, or you're having conversations, as Gabe said, kind of backdoor conversations about if we decide to trade Aaron Rodgers, here are our potential suitors. And if Aaron Rodgers decides that, and we decide that we want to bring him back, here's the path we're going to go on.
So there's no potential, we really don't want you back, we're going to move you, we're going to tell you that. We're not going to let you tell us what you're doing, we're going to tell you what we are doing. So you think if Roger says, I'm coming back, I want to play, the trade talks are dead?
If he said, if they actually have the honest conversations they keep saying they want to have, and he says, I want to come back and I want to play for the Packers...
You don't think they'll move him?
I doubt it.
Well, that's just a bad way of doing business.
But again, I think he's back as well. Because I think, again, there's just too much.
I agree.
There's too many levers and buttons you have to push in order to get him traded. Now, will there be willing participants? I think so. I think you're already seeing. I thought I saw somebody throw out a scenario with the Jets yesterday. Like, Jets are putting together a big package to try to get Aaron Rodgers, something like that.
Congrats to the Jets.
Yeah, exactly. Congrats on the package. But that doesn't mean that they have to engage in that. Chu, are you in the position, are you in the camp now of it would be better for the future of this team to move on from Aaron Rodgers and to get all of those, that
get
capital,
what you
whatever
can.
It is?
Yeah, just like you said it, Gabe. His value, his trade value every year becomes less and less and less. You know? I mean, 40 is a big number. It's a big number.
That's his age.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a big number. You know? I mean, Brady did it
to
45.
Just to be clear, because there's a lot of big numbers surrounding Aaron Rodgers right now.
Brady did
cap hit, salary, et cetera.
Brady did it till 45, but he also had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk, Fournette when they're decent. They don't have that up
north. Here's how I think the Tom Brady news does affect the Aaron Rodgers storyline. If there was any part of you that thought that Aaron Rodgers was retiring, you could just wipe that sucker right off the table because Aaron Rodgers is not going to retire the same year that Tom Brady retires, because you know what that means? They got to share the stage in Canton, Ohio in 5 years.
Oh, I never thought of that.
No way in hell Aaron Rodgers is sharing that stage with Tom Brady in Canton, Ohio.
Would they really be sharing the stage, or would one guy outshining the other one?
Yes. Who would be second ballot then? Because, like you said, they're not putting them both in the same year. Hey, one of you's got to be second ballot.
They put them both in the same year.
The Hall of Fame would eat that up. If you had Brady and Rodgers, the Hall of Fame would drool. They would set records for people showing up.
They would build hotels.
All right.
Right now, people have to go like an hour and a half.
Probably a casino as well. They'll just get everything. They have 5 years to prepare.
I'll pivot. Who does the last speech?
Brady. But Brady, that's the thing. Brady has...
You think Rodgers is...
Brady
that's
has
what
hand.
Yes, I know.
So yes, I think drama. That if Tom Brady is in fact retiring, and the only reason I put the if caveat on is because we all went through this last year.
Mm-hmm.
If in fact this is true and he is retiring, Brady is obviously, no questions asked, first ballot Hall of Famer 5 years from now. No
and he's,
chance.
He's the headliner.
Rodgers. No
yeah, it
chance
does, no.
is Aaron Rodgers going to sit there and be like, Brady, I'll go in the same year as Brady. He wants his damn respect, too. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Adam Schefter coming up next. In light of the Tom Brady news, we will ask Adam Schefter about what led to Tom Brady deciding to retire. And, of course, our guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone. Adam,
we have some more
Adam, you got more news? What do you got? They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
He fired Frank Reich today. He hired Jeff Saturday. Jim Irsay doesn't care what you think.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
How lucky are we to have Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, as the breaking news taking the NFL by storm is that Tom Brady is retiring. Good morning, Adam. I'm sure you watched the Tom Brady video. I was just telling the guys during the break. He came across as very likable. Like, I was kind of smiling along with it. He got a little emotional in there, not to the point where he, like, was tearing up or anything. But what can you tell us about this breaking news about Tom Brady retiring?
Well, he called the Buccaneers at 6 a.m. this morning to let them know. And obviously, he was aware that events around his life don't stay private very long. And so he wanted to control this message. And if you go back to last year, he retired on February 1st, 2022. And for the second straight year, he retired on February 1st, 2023. This time, he says it's quote unquote for good. And I believe him. I know there'll be people out there who are skeptical, who say, well, the Raiders need a quarterback, the 49ers need a quarterback, the Jets need a quarterback, and on and on and on we go. But the fact of the matter is that Tom Brady's going to be 46 years old this season. He's done everything he can. He could 100% still play this game if he wanted to. But I think that he feels like probably he's just ready to move on with his life. His children are getting older, wants to be there for them when he can. And so he didn't waste any time here. He came out this morning. It wasn't like he waited till March. You know, it wasn't like he belabored the decision. It was short, quick, to the point. Video posted today. You could read it and watch it. And, Jen, I'm surprised you say, like, you found yourself like Tom Brady is a very likable guy. He's a very...
Well, you're the Michigan guy. You have to say that. I've never had an issue with him, but I know there are a lot of people who find him to be exhaustive. And Gabe was just saying, like, the guy produced a docuseries about his own life or something like that. Like, there's a... Again, we have no room to talk here in Wisconsin, okay? We have no room to talk when it comes to exhausting quarterbacks in the league.
Well... Again, I think that he's been a huge credit to the league, the way he's handled himself as a player off the field. And to me, if you know Tom Brady at all, you know how much people like him and respect him.
Adam, Jen brought up a great point. This should put to bed any talk of Rodgers retiring, just from the standpoint is there's no way they're going to go into the Hall of Fame the same year. But that's just not happening. But does this affect Aaron Rodgers' decision at all as far as trade or to stay with Green Bay?
What I think is interesting is it's one more chair, if that's what Aaron Rodgers wants. Like, you know, I'm just saying, let's say that Tom Brady were playing. And let's say he's a free agent. He can go where he wants. Now, I think he would have wanted to play for a winner. I think he would have wanted to play in warm weather. What would be the options for him? Well, everybody was pointing to Las Vegas. Everybody was pointing to San Francisco this week, correct? Right? Those are the two places that were there. So if he had played, you think that those would be one of the places that he might wind up, which would be one fewer spot that Aaron and the Packers would have to choose from. That's it. I mean, whether you consider that to be a factor on Aaron Rodgers or not, there's now one more chair in this quarterback carousel this offseason, whether that's for Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr or whoever it is, right? One fewer team now has an obvious quarterback solution, and let that go where it will.
With Rodgers still waiting to make his decision, as he said on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, that he's going to take some time. And last year he made his decision in early March. I would expect a very similar timeline. But are the Packers going in two directions right now, where one, they're trying to figure out, okay, what could we get for Aaron Rodgers if he decides he wants to play, but he doesn't want to play for us? And another is, okay, he decides he wants to come back, he wants to play. Here's what we're going to do if Aaron Rodgers are quarterback in 2023. Are they trying to balance their best between those two roads?
I think they're preparing for the idea that one way or another, he's not going to be there. Like, you know, they're prepared for that scenario. Now, I guess the two of them could sit down and come to agreement, like, let's finish this out and ride this out together. That could happen. But they also can't just wait for that to happen. They have to prepare for the scenario that there's a chance, however real or not, that he's not going to be there. So you have meetings, you have discussions, whatever it may be. I mean, Aaron himself said yesterday, you know, he hears there's conversations going on that he's not a part of. He said that on the Pat McAfee show. So I assume that there's conversations going on somewhere with somebody, and that's the situation.
Adam Schefter joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as he does each and every week during the football season. I got a question about the Pro Bowl, Adam, okay? Yesterday it was announced that Tyler...
Is it why?
Yeah, it is.
Just in general, just why?
Tyler Huntley is going to be in the Pro Bowl. And of course, everybody was talking about how he threw two touchdown passes this season, the fewest by far for a quarterback selected to the Pro Bowl since 1970. Do we need to, and I know they're trying to revamp, but like, it doesn't feel like the Pro Bowl has the same juice and luster as it once did for a number of reasons. Is it time to just do away with it? Is it time to like figure something else out? Well, it just doesn't seem to be working as currently constructed, Adam.
And this is the year that they did try something new. They're doing the skills competition. They're not having a game. It's a flag football game. Like, this is the year they're trying. And the fact of the matter is, there are certain players that can't play in the game, like Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts, because they're in the Super Bowl. There are others, like Josh Allen, who say they're hurt, but Josh Allen is playing in the Pro-Am Pebble Beach. Now, I know if I had a choice to be in the flag football game in Vegas on Sunday or play Pebble Beach with the golf players on Sunday, what would I know what I would prefer to do. So I understand that, too. Yeah, it's just something that I think the league has struggled to figure out and succeed at. The league is so good at so many things. And the popularity of the sport is never greater. The ratings through the roof, the money, everything. The Pro Bowl, the funny thing is, as much as they struggle to figure it out, you know, you could put a football game on a Sunday in February, and people still watch. Like, the ratings on it are still better.
That's Chewy. He watches the Maction. He watches all of the things. He's excited about the XFL.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a flag game on Sunday. People will be watching ABC and ESPN. I'm not telling you that what they're going to see is great. I'm not saying that. But people watch because it's February. They're in their house. They're looking for something. Let's watch Peyton and Eli Manning here. Like, they just will. But the league, I think, is still just trying to figure out how to handle this and what to do.
It just seems like the longer the season gets, right? There's obviously 17 games now, and there's talk of maybe 18 games down the road. These guys don't want to extend it any longer than it already is. They want to go 3-2-1 Cancun. They want to go do their own thing. It just
they're doing that, Jen.
Exactly,
doing that.
Which is why the roster gets watered down the way that it has. Go ahead, Chew.
Go ahead, Adam.
No, sorry.
Adam, do you think, we saw that Sean Payton is now going to Denver. You think there'll be more coaches that kind of follow his path when they've been in a franchise for so long, they lose their franchise quarterback, they retire with the hopes of going somewhere else. You think this is going to happen here on out? I mean, I kind of felt like Sean McVay might have wanted to do that. You know, he won it.
Sean McVay, his desire was not to retire and be somewhere else. Like, that wasn't what he was doing.
Okay.
He just was struggling with the fact that he's losing and the profession's hard. I think the bigger trend there than what you're talking about is how hard the game is on some of these young guys and how they're not used to losing. and how they handle and deal with it. It sucks the life out of them and depresses them, frankly. And so I think they're all trying to figure out, with all the scrutiny that's on this game today, with all the people screaming every time something goes wrong and a coach misses a decision, and for as hard as it is to win, I think it takes a toll on everybody. And so when Sean McVay is talking about stepping away, he's tired. Like, Dick Vermeil was ahead of the curve in the 80s when he was burnt out on this. Because it's, I think, even harder. Sean Payton had done it for a long time at a high level in New Orleans, and it just felt like it was the end of time, end of his time there. I think the Miami thing came up as a possibility, something new, something exciting. Could have been Sean and Tom in Miami. Like, wow, that's fun. It didn't happen. And so Sean sat out a year, recharged the battery, and now he's going to go coach the Denver Broncos. I don't think that's a trend. Like someone, I don't like my quarterback here in Atlanta. I'm going to go sit out and hope to wind up in Kansas City. Like, I don't think that's it at all. You know, I don't think Sean Payton set out with the idea, I'm going to come back and coach Russell. Like, I don't think that was his plan. You know, it just sort of happened. I think the bigger thing there is just the pressure on these coaches. Like, I guarantee you, if you asked every head coach how trying the games, I know people say, cry me a river, coach. Yeah, that's fine. But these guys, I mean, they're living in the office. You know, not all of them are taking care of themselves. You could see during the season how some of their weights balloon. It's hard. It's hard on these guys. And so I think I've heard some of them say to me, what am I doing here? Like, why am I doing this? I'm killing myself. I don't know. I don't know if I could do this that much longer. I've heard multiple coaches say that to me. And you know what happens? You're in the thick of it. You're in the throes of it. You win some games. You feel good. The season ends. You recharge and you go to do it again.
I tell you what, Adam, though, I obviously exist in the college football space. I know a number of college coaches that with the way that the NIL stuff is gathering momentum and gathering speed, that they would jump to the NFL in a heartbeat, if the opportunity presented itself, because that right now feels easier than what they're dealing with at the college level.
Yeah, by the way, what I'm describing is probably true of anybody in any walk of life, not just coaches. But I just bring up the coaches because you asked about that, and because the scrutiny on this game and this sport and the coverage and the screaming and the criticism and the scrutiny is greater than it's ever been before.
He's Adam Schefter. Adam, real quickly, Ryan and McGuanagal weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, reminding us that J.J. Watt also retired this year, so that if it were Rodgers, Watt, and Brady all in Canton, that would be one hell of a celebration for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Adam, we really appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Go talk about Tom Brady all day long on ESPN.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Great to have Adam Schefter joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I feel like I had forgotten about Watt retiring.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, a month or so ago at the end of the season. So yes, it will probably be Tom Brady and J.J. Watt being enshrined in Canton in 5 years. And again,
that's still a really big class.
That's a huge class. But my point to you is, do you think Rodgers wants to join those two? Or do you think he wants
Rodgers ahead
all
of Watt
to himself the following year or the following year?
Rodgers ahead of Watt. The only one he'd be concerned about is Brady, because Brady would go on last.
Yeah, but every single superstar takes a little bit of your shine away, right? Yeah.
Not if you go last. If you go last,
he's
you're
not
the closer.
Going last. Well,
but I'm saying if it was just him and Watt, like, he'd still be going last.
Brady.
No, if it was Rodgers and Watt, Rodgers would still be going.
But with Brady, he's not.
Correct.
So again, I just feel like that.
So like, I'm just saying the Watt thing just doesn't matter.
So is JJ going on retire?
Nah.
No, I don't think he necessarily cares.
It just feels like it takes the whole retirement thing out of the mix a little bit. We roll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this game.
It's back. Your chance to win the best seats in the house to catch the Bucks on the hardwood. Unless you're actually in the huddle or on the bench, you're not going to find yourself any closer to the action. From now through February 12th, register at ESPNWisconsinContests.com for something that's back. It's been a while since we've done it. I'm excited that it's back. It's Good Garment Brands founder and CEO Craig Karmazin's courtside seats that you would be registering to win. But as always, there's a catch. Winner gets to choose between sitting with Craig on March 1st for Bucks Magic, or you get to bring a guest with you on February 24th to watch the Bucks against the Heat without Craig. It's with or without Craig. It's sponsored by the Milwaukee Bucks and Gruber Law Offices. Full contest rules and details are available online at ESPNWisconsinContests.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm just a stranger with a twisted smile.
How do Packers fans feel about Tom Brady? Because I know that Ashton and Gabe, you guys have kind of talked about how there's a nauseating element to Tom Brady.
A little bit. I understand the likable part, right? I just look at him and I can kind of see, I feel like I see through some of it, and I think he has a lot more tendencies like Aaron Rodgers. He just does a better job of hiding it. He's got a better PR person. Like, everybody wants to, like, not once have I heard anybody on ESPN or NFL Network talk about the $35 million dead cap hit that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be absorbing this year. And that was whether or not Brady retired. Like, that was just there, even though he was a free agent. But the only thing I ever hear about Aaron Rodgers is, well, he's guaranteed $58.3 million, even though the cap hit's $31. Like, whoever Tom Brady's PR guy is magnificent, and that's who Aaron Rodgers should hire.
But Adam seemed like he's talking more from a personal standpoint than a professional, right? Like, I'll give you an example. I love Sterling Sharp. Great guy off the field, fun, you know, not a douche at all. You get on the field with him, I wouldn't want to play with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So from a personal standpoint, I like the guy. From a professional standpoint, no, you can have him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what he's talking about.
That cap hit that you mentioned, Gabe, that is even with him retiring, they still have to carry the $35 million cap hit?
Correct, because that's money that they already paid him and they pushed to the future. So just like if Aaron Rodgers were to retire this year, the Packers would be on the hook for $40 million.
Even though he was a free agent? Going into this year, there's still a hit?
Yeah.
I thought all the money had to be gone.
Because you put those void years on the contract. It's the new thing that everybody
does.
That's
the new thing.
And according to SpoTrack, that is the second largest single season dead hit in the history of the NFL behind Matt Ryan's $40.5 million this past season with the Falcons.
That seems to be a loophole that should be closed. If the player has spent his time with a team, the money should be already accounted
for. Again, you're pushing everything off so that you can be competitive, quote unquote, during your current years. You still have to pay that debt. You still have to pay that tax. It doesn't just disappear because the guy retires.
But you think the cap hit would have to go on to this year because that's it.
This past year.
Now, I get when he retires, let's say he was still under contract with Tampa Bay and he retires with 1 year left. Yeah, then I can see it accelerating. I don't like that loophole. I'm changing it. That's it. Who I call?
I'm guessing Roger Goodell. But okay. I don't have his number. Yeah. Adam Schefter might give it to you.
Oh, I'm sure he
does. Of all the things that I have done a show with you. We've been doing this for over 2 years, buddy.
Two years?
This is the thing. Well, three of us on this show, we've been doing it for over 2 years now.
Yeah.
This is the one thing you volunteer to actually do is try to close a loophole?
Because it's wrong, Gabe.
The principality.
Doesn't it feel wrong? It feels wrong.
No, because again, this is how teams are getting around the issues that they have had from a salary standpoint, is they're using those voidable years. They're pushing it off into the future. Otherwise, why wouldn't teams just keep pushing it off until a guy was getting towards the end of his time in the league and then go, well, he retired. That money just disappears. You're saying that you would put it on, you have to pay the cap hit.
Correct.
The year that it applies to.
That's what I thought it was. So I thought Rodgers last year, if he played another two, everything accelerates to that last year. So there's actually a dump after he is no longer under contract to the following year?
So the more he plays for the Packers, the more that dead cap goes up for Green Bay. So right now, like the Packers, I guess the easiest way to put it, are 40, like, they've already paid Aaron Rodgers $40 million, which is why if he retires today, they owe that 40. But because his cap hit for this upcoming season is 31, but they're going to be paying him 58.3, so you've got that 40, and now you're going to be adding...
So it's really a 3-year deal with 4 years to pay it back cap wise.
Right? Yes, more or less.
That's wrong.
All right, Chu, you're a Tampa guy. You got the house down there. You root for the Buccaneers occasionally. This year, of course, we call them the Succaneers.
The Yuccaneers.
Yuccaneers, Succaneers. Yeah, they're both good. I like Succaneers. Who do you want to be the quarterback in Tampa Bay?
Now they go into a rebuild.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you don't go out and get Lamar Jackson? You don't go out and get Geno Smith? You don't go out and get Jimmy G? You just kind of like, who do they even have? Blaine Gabbert? Is Blaine Gabbert down there in the quarterback room in Tampa Bay?
I think so.
I would hit the reset button. I mean, it's not a hard reset, but it's a reset.
You're starting at a point for the... So the salary cap we know that came out over the weekend is $224.8 million. So you're already starting at under $200 million without having to pay anybody because you're $35 million. Like, I think, yeah, you almost have to hit that hard reset. Once you hit that cap hit, just like with the Packers have to pay that $40 million this year if Aaron Rodgers retires or goes elsewhere. Now is the time to hit that reset button so you can get cap healthy and then
that's how start building I would back up. Run a team. Like, if I cannot, it's different with like a Detroit, right? Because they're climbing the ladder. Tampa Bay's already climbed. It was at the top. Now they're on the backside because it was 2 years ago they won it.
Yeah, everything's cyclical right? is your point.
So you don't want to go deep down into that cavern, although you have to a little bit. You get rid of your crap, and then you start building it back up again.
But would you take a rookie quarterback in this year's draft?
I'd take a cheap quarterback. Well,
they're
probably,
all cheap. Well, I mean, I guess first round.
I guess they don't have one. I mean, don't know.
Yeah, depends upon who's left in the board because they're middle late because they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
So they're...
Well, how'd that work out for you, Tampa Bay?
So, you know, you're not in a position where you're going to be getting one of the top talents. Does this mean Mike Evans is available?
Now, Gabe, that's interesting.
Nice.
Is that good or bad?
In this case, it's good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It has the ambiguous potential, but
in this case,
is really interesting. Let's talk about that when we come back on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.